wood from the forest to the woods to the town, would he haul wood or rock?
Yes, haul it.
He would haul it. And how would people refer to drag? Just in conversation, they might say,
Well, it's drug something.
Okay, yesterday I...
Yes, you drug something or you drag it.
And,
use a plural or...
And many times you've had to, you have what, out of woods, stumps and things?
Mm-hmm, stumps.
Mm-hmm. And,
And that was called new ground.
That would be new ground.
And they get those stumps out.
And would,
kind of get them.
Would that be good ground? Would be
it usually is. They're usually in kind of a low place where there's plenty of moisture, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what they call the new ground.
I'd like to ask you about that. Suppose that ground is underwater part of the year, not all the time, but say in flood season, that ground would be underwater. That winter or summer, when you cultivate it, would be all right. What would that be called? It would be new ground.
Well,
it would just be cleared. But if it were still down by the river, what would that be?
I really don't know.
Is that bottom land?
Well, there is a term they use for bottom land,
mm-hmm.
down near a creek.
I suppose it's underwater all the time.
That's a swamp.
Mm-hmm. And what would people do to get the swamp flooded?
Drain the swamp.
Okay, and then there would be bottom land.
Yes.
And just a few more of these farm questions.
I have a friend in Burnsville that's a real farmer. Has been, rather. He's retired now. But he could really give you some.
Perhaps you'd help me talk to him.
I'll call him and ask him first.
Oh, that's good.
He's raising cattle right now. I think he has a good many cattle. But he does raise corn.
And did he grow up on a farm?
Well, no, he's really a... Well, what am I trying to say? Well, I can't call it. It's some kind of scientist, but I can't tell you. I can't think what it is. But he's just been back in Iuka for about 3 or 4 years now, rather than this part of the country. He was here in the Kenya year 1900 and stayed till he was about 15, about 20, 25 years old, and then he's a scientist of some kind, I don't know what. But this is just a hobby with him, this raising, this farm and the cattle, since he's 82 years old, I think. And smart fellow, too. He wrote a book, his Down Memory Lane is the name of it, his recollections of Iuka, and he lived here when he was, came here when he was 10 years old. And it's just been on the, about 2 years now, he wrote the book, just been published.
Well,
it's a lot of fun to read, because people that you knew, and all their mannerisms and things like that, you know.
You really have a good memory. For just a couple more terms here. When a farmer breaks the ground in the spring, that's...
Plow.
And thing that he uses to, after he plows, he
harrows,
smooth
harrow, I guess it would be.
And would you remember what people use to saw logs? They put a log in, something that looked like this. They put the log in here, they would saw, the saw buck sound.
No, I don't think I ever heard that.
Well,